can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kim Kennedy, brought to you by our good friends at Cumberland Farms. Kim is from Worcester. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning.
So you're a teacher. You off today?
I'm not. It's the first time in my whole career that I have to work today because I'm at a new private school.
What grade?
Okay. Actually, I do all grades from K to 8 doing reading and math specialist.
Oh, wow. Cool.
Very cool.
Fantastic.
All right, Kim Kennedy out of the studio, please, Kim.
Okay. Kennedy, would you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Good luck.
Here we go. Five trivia questions. They're all pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy, we're going to give you $100, okay?
All right.
Kennedy has now stepped into that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that's happening. She's got 2,411 wins, only 212 losses. Question number one. Dr. Seuss's The Grinch topped the box office this weekend. What is the name of the book upon which it is based?
The Grinch Who Stole Christmas.
Question number two. The Lincoln Beer Company and the producers of The Simpsons created a Duff beer last week. Fans lined up. The reviews are mixed. How many children are in the Simpsons family?
Three.
Question number three. Tanya Harding, turning 48 today, who played her in the Oscar-nominated film about her life, I, Tanya?
I have no clue.
Question number four.
At least you're honest.
That's right.
Happy Veterans Day to all those who served. And speaking of veterans, who was the veteran that not only starred in HBO's Girls, but also played Kylo Ren in the recent Star Wars movies?
How do I not know that? I don't know that either.
That's okay.
I'm doing better than the last time I did this.
How'd you do last time?
I got zero.
Oh.
That's okay.
Anything? Yep. Anything's better than zero.
Question number five. Domino's Pizza is developing a new dating app.
What?
Simply swipe up on your favorite pizza, and the Domino's dating app will connect you to other pizza lovers.
Oh, this is
Do you
awesome.
Like peppers and mushroom?
Peppers and onions,
yeah.
Get at me.
Where does Domino's rank on the biggest pizza chains in the U.S.? First, second, or third?
I would say second.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Almost had that
snatched
speech.
It away from me.
I know. I'm so angry. So angry.
Snatched from the jaws of Such.
All right, Kennedy. Kim got 2 out of 5.
All right.
This is
that
actually, we learned she played once before, and Kim got a Mel.
Oof. Well, this is much better than that.
Yes, yeah, much better. These are tough, Kennedy. You ready?
Yep.
Number one, Dr. Seuss's The Grinch topped the box office this weekend. What is the name of the book upon which it is based?
How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
How the Grinch Stole Christmas is correct. 1-0. Question number two. The Lincoln Beer Company and the producers of The Simpsons created a Duff beer last week. Fans lined up for the beer. Reviews are mixed. How many children are in the Simpsons family?
3.
2-1. Question number three. Tanya Harding, turning 48 today. Who played her in the Oscar-nominated film about her life, I, Tanya?
Margot Robbie.
3-1. Question number four. Happy Veterans Day to all those who served. Speaking of veterans, who is the veteran that not only starred in HBO's Girls, but also played Kylo Ren in the recent Star Wars movies?
Adam Driver?
Boom.
Wow.
No idea.
Roasted.
Did you put the picture up of me in my beret on the Instagram page?
Not yet.
Not yet? Okay. We have a picture of me and a bunch of dudes right after a jump, and we're all wearing our berets.
Oh, I thought it was like a theater troupe that you were talking about at a
And
first.
By jump, you mean jumping out of airplanes for jumping those people out of, that don't know.
Yeah. I was like, what is it? What?
Yeah. I'm in camouflage
were you guys
in my red beret.
Practicing your mime with your berets?
The airborne wears red berets. Well, they don't anymore. It's changed. But
they wear blue now?
No, it's all black.
Oh, okay.
Everybody in the Army wears black berets.
Gotcha.
That used to be for Rangers.
Mm.
4-1, question number five. Domino's Pizza is developing a new dating app. Simply swipe on your favorite pizza, and the app will connect you to other pizza lovers.
Because Hawaiian pizza is divisive amongst people. I'm not even kidding.
I think everybody's a pizza lover, though.
Where does Domino's rank on the biggest pizza chains in the U.S.? Is it first, second, or third?
Second.
That is a great
Woo!
Pizza. Pizza Hut is first. Who was third, Dan?
Papa John's.
Yes. Ah, that's mean. Too soon.
What do you mean?
What?
They're going out of business.
No, he just
Papagino's.
Quit.
Oh, Papagino's. Oh,
come
sorry.
Come on.
Oh, okay.
Papagino's is regional.
Sorry.
Get your head out of your beret.
5-2 is the final score. Kim, you don't get the cash, but you do get a pair of tickets to see Pentatonix. They're going to be at Gannis Arena on December 5th. You enjoy those, okay?
Oh, I will. I will.
All right. Have a good day at school. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you head out?
I'm Kim from Worcester, and I can't be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.